What was the last verse to be revealed? Ramadan is the perfect month to work on our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, fasting was legislated so that we would obtain taqwa. And you feel this, you get a glimpse of it, that when we feel hungry, when we feel thirsty, what's preventing us from going and breaking our fast? It's that we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. So we need to extend this and expand this into other areas as well when it comes to how we speak, how we do business, how we interact with other people. All these areas need to also bring that mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the last verse that was revealed in the Quran was وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And fear a day, or protect yourself from a day, when you will return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're definitely going to go back, and we're going to be on that day, so we need to be ready for that. So anything we'll do, ultimately, we're going to be seeing it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And we do not want to be on the wrong side of the equation. That's why it's so important to nurture that taqwa within us, so that we're mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do the things that He loves, and we stay away from that which He does not love. Now you go to Surah Al-Imran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that certain things are beautified for people, from the desires like attraction to the opposite sex, you know, wanting to have a lot of wealth and property and so on and so forth. And then He says, قُلْ أَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرٍ مِّن ذَٰلِكُمْ لِلَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا عِندَ رَبِّهِمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِن تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَأَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, should I not tell you about something that is better than all of these desires? And of course the answer is going to be, yes, of course we want to know, what could be better than that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these desires, anyone can accomplish them. It's beautified for all of us. But then He says on the flip side, that for those who have taqwa, for those who adorn themselves with taqwa and do the actions, for them are gardens under which rivers flow. And they will have spouses who are pure. And not only that, but the ultimate pleasure, the greatest thing, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with these individuals. And that He sees everything that His servants do. So if that's what we want, this is a perfect month to nurture that taqwa.